Blog Talk Radio.
Right now, save 50% off everything at Gap Factory and 50 to 70% off everything at Banana Republic Factory. That's right, 50% off or more on everything in stores and online. Save with tees starting at $6.99 and 40% off clearance at Gap Factory stores. And at Banana Republic Factory stores, fabulous tops start at $9.99 and 50% off clearance. Hurry! Search our store locator for your nearest Gap Factory and Banana Republic Factory store or shop us online.
Blog Talk Radio.
Wednesday evening. Here we are on Rainbow Radio, brought to you by Southern Hospitality Productions. My name is Aubrey Sinclair. I will be your hostess for this evening. You can catch me here at this number here on Rainbow Radio every third Wednesday of the month. I'm your reigning Miss Gay Fleur de Lis US of A, and you can catch me here every third Wednesday of the month during my reign. Oh my God, the questions are still rolling in for our two special guests. I'm here live at the Sinclair Enterprises alternate location with my number one employee, Barbara. Barbara is here in the background. Barbara has her, for those of you who do not know, Barbara's real name is Bradley Latham, and she will be accepting questions live during the show via Facebook Messenger. So if you have a question that you have not sent in that you would like me to ask one of our guests, no question is off limits. Whatever we get, I will ask, as long as it's not an absolutely foolish question that's not funny or has any answer content. But chances are, I will ask it, send it on through to Barbara, to Facebook, through her instant messenger, and we'll get it on the queue. If you want it to be anonymous, just say so. If not, we're going to say you said it. We will be spilling all the tea, talking dirt, stirring shit, and we're having cocktails. Barbara has whooped me up a very lovely cocktail this evening. What's in it, Barbara?
Well, we have vodka, of course.
I don't think they can hear you. Hold on.
Well, of course, we have some vodka in there, a little cherry juice, some freshly squeezed lime, and a splash of Sprite for color. That's why I said that. Thank you. It's called the Aubrey in honor of our first cocktail, and it's a tea of the night.
Oh, it's our brew, bitch. Anyway, I've had about 1.5 cocktails, so I'm getting there. It's going to be a fabulous, fabulous show tonight. We have, in our first segment, Decadence Grand Marshal and your reigning Miss Golden Lantern, the Diva, Reba Annette Douglas for our first segment. And in our second segment, a New Orleans legend herself. She's had a whole bunch of titles. You all know her. You love her. We'll be getting in deep with Tiffany Alexander. I'm sure some of you already have been in deep with Tiffany Alexander.
Hey, bitch, it's Grandma. I'm going to take a little time out my day to talk to you a little bit about Basin Blend. It's a no salt, no pepper, no artificial preservative type seasoning. So if you want all them robust flavors of Louisiana without all that extra added salt, Basin Blend is where it's at. On top of that, if you want to portion in a little salt like I do, bitch, especially in my red beans, you know what it do. You just go ahead and you sample it in because you take full control. Basin Blend.
Are we crazy? Hello, everybody. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Co-Zone here on Rainbow Radio, brought to you by Southern Hospitality Productions. I am your diva, Miss Coco Valentine, Miss Louisiana Diva, US of A 2016, and let me tell you, I am so glad that you are here with me inside the Coven. We have a very, very special night tonight with one of my sweetest guests, Miss Lady Cakes Monroe. We'll be hearing from her later on. Let's see, pour yourself a glass of wine. I have mine in my hand, so cheers to you, and let's get this party started. But for now, let's go to a commercial break for a little bit of music, and we'll be back with Miss Lady Cakes Monroe here inside the Co-Zone.
This is Lady Denisha Andrews, and you're in the Co-Zone with Coco Valentine.
My kitty's like a python, tick-ticking like a time bomb. Limited edition, gotta buy it with no try-on. I purchase like a lion, knock 'em out like Tyson. Everybody knows that I'm a million-dollar diamond. I'm reckless, offensive, I destroy your defenses. My death list is priceless, and yes, I run a tight ship.
Thank you.
Welcome back here inside the Cozone on Rainbow Radio. I'm your diva, Miss Coco Valentine, Miss Louisiana US of A Diva 2016, and I want to thank everyone for joining me here tonight for a special edition of the Cozone. I just want to let y'all know that this next performer, entertainer, and queen diva herself that I have on my show is someone super, super sweet and special to me, but I want to bring her on and let her give you her diva experience and spiel, and we're going to cut up a little bit. So I'm so excited, everyone. Please welcome Miss Lady Cakes Monroe, your newly crowned Miss Arkansas US of A Diva 2017.
Hey, thanks.
Hello, my Lady Cakes.
Hey, Coco. It is so good to talk to you.
I have not talked to you in forever, and I'm so excited you joined us here tonight.
I know. The last time we really got to talk, I guess, was, a lot on Facebook, but then it was right after Nationals, which we had so much fun because we got to sit next to each other the whole time.
For those of y'all who don't know, I actually met Lady Cakes when I went to Nationals for Miss Louisiana US of A Diva, and they line you up, in the back, and you have your assigned numbers, and of course, I was contestant number one, and Lady Cakes, you're what, three?
Yes.
Yeah, yes. And then we had Miss Raven, the former Miss Louisiana US of A Diva, and us three, back-to-back-to-back, it was a hoot, and look, from there on out, here we are. And I'm so happy to call you a sister because you're so awesome.
I know. You are too. I was just thinking about you all day today since I knew I was going to get to talk to you tonight. And I was thinking about
this is so exciting.
Your fun dress that you had with the beautiful Asian fan in it. And you're so creative. I loved your disco outfit last year for presentation.
You're making me blush.
I know. I didn't get to see your talent, though. That was the only sad part. Like, you looked sickening for it, and I was really upset because I haven't gotten to see the tapes or anything. You have your tapes.
No, I don't. Yeah. Space Diva Cadet. Well, look, so I know a lot about you surface level wise, so I'm super excited to get into this interview and learn more about you. This here in the Diva Diary, they call it my Diva Diary section, I like to bring any entertainer on to give their experience as an entertainer, as a diva, as a queen, hopefully to inspire others and, maybe someone needs that little push or I think a lot of people out there can relate to us on so many different levels. So I'm pumped to get in this and know you more. With that being said, let's just tell if I'm sure everyone out there in my little southern world, if you don't know Lady Cakes, you're about to. So tell everyone a little bit about yourself.
Okay. Well, I am in my 30s. I'm a single woman who is a pastry chef. And so that is what I do full time or like with my life. But outside of that, I volunteer a lot. I'm a sister in the Abbey of Hillbilly Harlots, which is a mission of the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. And I'm really excited because I'm the abbess of my house. So it's a lot of fun to get to dress up not only for shows, but just to help out my community in a lot of ways as well. So I like to do a lot of volunteer work and stuff like that. And that's kind of what led me to be a diva is my volunteerism and my drive to want to help my community. I became a diva through the Center for Equality needing some females to do a bio queen show, and excuse me, and so they asked me to be in this show, And I joined up because a friend of mine just knew that I had lived in New Orleans before and that I was a lady who had a lot of wigs and a fun, campy spirit. And so he asked me to do it, and I said, sure, of course. And at the time, I was helping with the, or I still do, with the HIV testing center. And that's the reason why they chose me. And I have not stopped since. I just loved it so much that first night. I built a costume, and that's one of my favorite things to do, is like fun, campy stuff, like out of this world kind of crazy stuff sometimes. And my first costume I built was out of four different computers that I took apart. And I sewed them together, and I did Robin Simbot, and it's like my signature song now. Like, it's what I do like once a year or something for my friends that like to still come out and see me dance around and do my thing. They still like seeing me do Robin. So the computer costume, unfortunately, is going to need a revamping before the next showing. She's gotten a little old. I've been doing this for 7 years now, which is unbelievable to me. I took a little break for a little while, but for 7 years I've been camping it up and going out there. And I like to do Broadway stuff. I like to do all kinds of fun songs that you know, your Disney favorites and stuff like that, because people really, you know, they really enjoy that stuff, and that's what I enjoy as well. So that's kind of the diva that I am and where I came from.
That is so the reason why I love you, was because I remember talking outside at Nationals, and you always carry around these wonderful, amazing Isis wings. If everyone knows, you know, the wings you put around your neck with the big wand. That's what I feel like for me, that was your staple. And I was like, I know I'm going to like her. I know I'm going to love her. She's great. And that's what makes you so unique, is your own spin that you do on the divaness and the drag, is you're over the top. I mean, you name it. I'm sitting here looking at your Ursula you just did. Like,
yeah,
fabulous.
That was fun.
So
that was so much
fun. We appreciate it. It's so great to see people like you take this little bull by the horns, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Well,
now, if you had to pick one moment in your drag history, what do you think would be your most memorable?
Hands down, my husband proposing to me in drag.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Yeah. My friend convinced my my late husband that, you know, Lady Cakes was an extension of me. I wasn't all Patty without her, and she wasn't Lady Cakes without Patty. So, you know, my friend really did convince him to, like, come up to the show and propose to me in front of the whole audience and everything, even though he had already proposed to me privately, just the two of us, and I had said yes already. He still showed up and brought roses, and I'll never forget that moment. There's so many other moments that are unforgettable as well, but that's probably the one I remember the best, because I did a mix of the German and English versions of 99 Red Balloons, and I had spent all day blowing up 99 balloons and gluing them to this giant train of balloons. And so there were balloons everywhere and rose petals everywhere, and I was crying, and it was beautiful.
Oh,
so,
my God,
that takes the cake.
Look.
Yeah,
I hear. I know First Lady listens to my show while she's in the bathtub. She soaks in the bathtub like a princess.
Mm-hmm.
So, First Lady, if you're out there, like, she already proposed to Elise. But I would say Coco needs a big rock too, you know. Definitely proposed to Coco. That is one way to get proposed to, I tell you what. Now, okay, so that's your most memorable moment. What would you say would be the funniest moment you've ever had in drag?
Oh, Lord. There's been a lot of funny moments that I have had. One I can remember was after a festival that we have here, and I had on this red bodysuit and these like weird deconstructed angel wings, sort of, and the angel wings were tied to me with chain, and I had finished performing and I really, really needed to go to the restroom, but I was chained up, and I had on several bodysuits, so I had to beg somebody in the restroom to like help me get out of it, and it looked like a scene out of like I Love Lucy when they have the chocolate balls and she's on the conveyor belt trying to get, you know, it's like it was this like
everybody
this random stranger like help me get out of this bodysuit, and the wings had branches and chains and everything, so like I'm trying to turn around and not whack somebody in the face, and
Oh my God.
I mean, the frightened look on that patron's face that was in the bar that night trying to help me, it was just hilarious. And I couldn't stop laughing trying to get out of this body.
At that point, it doesn't matter who's around, strangers or not. Give me a helping hand.
I know, right? Everybody, please come together. This is a community effort.
I've got to pee.
Yeah, I've got to pee. Please help. Things that you hope to not have to ask people when you're, you know, but it was a very small restroom, too. It was just terrible.
It happens.
So funny, though.
I mean, hey, prepare always.
Exactly.
So if you had one piece of advice to those aspiring divas out there who are thinking about getting into the drag world, or those taking the next leap that have never competed before, either way, what one piece of advice you would give them?
Oh, my gosh. I don't want to be so cliche to say, you know, just stay true to yourself, but part of it is that. I mean, you really have to you really have to remember who you truly are, because as my best friend says, we're playing around in a make-believe world. We're a bunch of adults playing dress up.
It's true.
We're a bunch of adults playing dress up. And you have to remember that at the end of the day, it is not a real world. It is a world unto itself, and it's an amazing experience, but it's a hobby too. Like, not everybody gets to live a life where you get paid to perform. So you have to remember that, like, life is life, and your performance life is another life. And you have to separate the two, because you don't want to get swallowed up by either. You know, remember that you do need to get out and play every once in a while too. So, and I try to keep a good balance. Yeah, a good healthy balance. So, and it's not easy, because work is so stressful these days. I'm like, I just need to get back on stage. I'm fine when I'm on stage.
It's so true. It's so true.
Right.
Can I just be full-time Coco? I mean.
Right. But then we have to remember we're divas, and it's a struggle to just get shows, you know? So you got to
It's
gotta
true.
Get,
you got to work.
You better
Yeah, you
work.
Really got to work at it. It doesn't come easy for any of us, really. I mean, like, the start is so hard, but even if you're established, being a diva is tough.
Well, you know, it takes an army, and I feel like it's the hashtag year of the female, year of the girls, year whatever you want to call it, year of the diva.
Yeah.
And I feel like we're really getting there, and it's because of people like you, you know, who we can always look to, and I feel like the Diva Sisterhood is so great. I mean, it's so cliche, like you said, but everyone's here to lend a helping hand and help this art form grow.
Reach out to the sisterhood. Yeah. Well, that's what I love about the sisterhood and about the U.S. of A. system. It really does feel like, you know, you've gained a bunch of friends. It doesn't feel like you're enemies. When we're in the dressing room, we're helping each other. We're giving each other compliments. It's not like that at other pageants, like larger pageants that I see. And being a diva is so much different. I mean, we just, we're just nicer or something. I don't know.
I don't know what you want to call it. We make friends. We just make friends.
Yeah, we just make friends.
In my mouth when I'm in the back.
Well, and like some of my other entertaining friends say the same thing, you know. They have gone to large pageants, and those systems are ruthless, and nobody's trying to talk to one another or be friends. And, I mean, that's all we're doing. I probably helped three or four girls, like, either stone something or, you know, put something together at the last minute last year, and I had just as much fun helping them as I did doing my own stuff, you know? So
it's true. It's all
I think it's fun to hang out with your sisters and do that stuff. I got to hang out with my Miss Arkansas sister last night, and we got to work on that kind of stuff last night, wigs and costumes, and it was a lot of, you know, it's a lot of fun when you get to hang out.
Yeah, I mean,
work
how great
on things
is that?
With people. Yeah.
I'm loving
it. In fact,
I'm
still working on some of their stuff.
Whatever it takes. It's an army regardless. I get it. For
right.
sure. Before we cut to a little music break, I have one final question before we get into the fun stuff. What would you tell Baby Lady Cakes, just starting out of drag, if you could go back and tell her one thing, what would it be?
Oh, gosh. Proceed with caution, always, just with every situation and new club owner or new show director or any of that stuff, just always proceed with caution, you know, like, it's you can't just go in on you can't just go in like with too much excitement, but you want them to know how enthusiastic you are, so proceed with caution. Yeah.
That is some great advice right there. Proceed with caution. With that being said, we're going to proceed with caution for this little music break. I'm going to go pour me a glass of wine. You should, too. And we'll be right back with Miss Lady Cakes Monroe here on the Coco Zone on Rainbow Radio.
Another one. Another one. We the best music. DJ Khaled.
I don't know if you could take it. No, you wanna see me naked, naked, naked. I wanna be a baby, baby, baby. Spinning in his wedges like he came from Maytag. Rock a wrist on the Bronx. When I get like this, I can't be around you. I'm too little to dim down tonight. Cause I can into things that I'm gon' do. Wow, wow, wow. tag. You know the cookies for the bag. Kitty, kitty, baby, get her things to rest. Cause you done beat it like the 68 Jets. Diamonds are nothing when I'm rocking with ya. Diamonds are nothing when I'm shining with ya. Just keep it white and black as if I'm your sister. I'm too hip to hop around, time to hit with ya. I know I get wow, wow, wow. Wow, 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 flow. Wow, wow, wow. When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts. Wow, wow, wow. When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts.
Hey. I heard that pussy for the taking. I heard it got these other niggas going crazy. Yeah, I treat you like a lady, lady. Fuck you till you burned out, cremation. Make it cream, yeah, Wu-Tang. Throw that ass back, bouquet. Call me and I could get it too. I could tell you gone off the doors. Careful, mama, why what you say? You talking to me like your new bae. You talking like you trying to do things. Now that pipe got her running like she Usain, baby. You made me drown in it, ooh, touche, baby. I'm carrying that water, Bobby Boucher, baby. And you know I'ma slaughter like I'm Jason. Busted, why you got it on safety? White girl wear shit on brown liquor. I probably shouldn't be around you. Cause you get wild, wild, wild. You looking like it's nothing that you won't do.
What you won't do.
Hey girl, that's when I told you.
When I
was
you,
all I get is wild thoughts. Wild, wild, wild. Wild, wild.
Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome back to the Cozone. I'm your diva, Miss Coco Valentine. Thank you, special thank you to Rainbow Radio and the Rhinestone Royals, along with Southern Hospitality Productions, for giving us this opportunity to connect here through Blog Talk Radio. If you're just joining us, I have Miss Lady Cakes Monroe. She is the newly crowned Miss Arkansas US of A Diva 2017. We had a great little first half with her, so if you're just joining us, or if you caught up a little late, you can also go back after this segment is finished to blogtalkradio.com/WeAreRainbowRadio to catch the full recording of this wonderful radio show. So yeah, and don't forget to like us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, etc., etc., etc. We want to keep up and do what we've been doing. So welcome back, Miss Lady Cakes Monroe.
Hey, how are y'all doing down there in Rainbow Radio?
We're doing fabulous, and I'm sure everyone else up there is. Cheers! I have a new glass of wine, so let's get this going.
Yes.
I want to know. So last night was Halloween. Halloween is my favorite holiday. Of all time, of course, as most drag queens probably. And, of course, First Lady and I celebrated all weekend. We started last week, had some wonderful Halloween shows. We went and visited a haunted plantation. We dressed up like 19 of candy. Yeah, Cleopatra and King Tut. I know they're not married, but we're still Egyptian gods and goddesses or whatever you want to call them.
Yeah.
But... Lady Cakes, how did you celebrate Halloween?
I don't want to disappoint you. I spent most of the weekend doing shows, and a big show last Thursday. So I spent last night hanging out with my Miss Arkansas sister, Cassandra Ray Reality. She's the Miss Gay Arkansas America right now, and she lives up here. So we get to kiki a little bit together, and we were hanging out, watching movies, listening to music, and stoning and doing wigs. That's
okay.
What
how fun
I
is that?
My Halloween doing.
Halloween celebration.
Yeah. I mean, come on. Last night, the weekend, I did do a lot of performances. I got to dress up some of my favorite Broadway characters and some of my favorite costumes. So I
like what?
Well, I did Velma Kelly from Chicago because I love her.
I love
anything Chicago.
Same.
So I did some of that at our local club in Fort Smith, Kincaid's, this past weekend. And did some disco, did a little
ala,
because I like to kick it old school down there. They love a good variety of things at Kincaid, so I like to give them a little Broadway, a little old school, a little new school. And I got to do my new number in my new pink wig that I've did a little mix of a postmodern jukebox version of We Can't Stop mixed into Miley Cyrus. We Can't Stop. And so I got to do a little bit of that this weekend. I'd made a new costume for it. So I got to play a little Miley. Yeah. Yeah. So
I would say so.
Yeah, we had a good weekend performing a lot. I did a show last Thursday for breast cancer awareness. You know, October was Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And we did a Save the Tatas School of Drag show. And I was the MC. And that was a lot of fun. So that was my Halloween treat, was that, because it was a lot of work. We ran around getting prizes and raffle items and all kinds of stuff on top of mentoring new men to the drag world. So it was all, they weren't all, one of them was gay, so they weren't all straight, but mostly older, more well-established men in the community who had never done drag before and were doing it for a one-night-only kind of event, and we had a lot of fun with it. We raised $19,000.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Okay, what a great fundraiser.
Yeah, it was a great time. I mean, we had such a blast. I got to wear my pink
wig. I'm putting that in my little box. I'm putting that in my little note box because that is a great idea.
Yeah, it was wonderful. So the promoter of the show contacted me and was talking to me about this mentor, like maybe a couple of drag queens could help these guys mentor them. And I said, well, I can do better than that. Let's make it a competition. I said, let's make it a competition. Let's pair each one of them up with a drag mother, and the drag mother who's established has to, you know. And so we made it a competition. It turned out to be huge. It was such a success. We had about 300 people packed into this music hall in Northwest Arkansas in Bentonville. And it just, I mean, it just turned out the party. The whole night was a blast. And so that, like, sprung my weekend into action. And that's when I got to, like, go and perform and do some fun stuff that, you know, I don't get to do all the time. But Kincaid's is one of those places you get to do a little variety act, and they love it. So... and then I got to perform at our local club here, Red Light District, right after Trixie Mattel had performed there the night before. So that was really great.
Oh, look, she opened up for you.
Yeah. Yeah, no, Trixie opened up for me. Yeah, right.
I love me some Trixie Mattel. I love me some Trixie.
She is super. Yeah,
wow.
She is super. So,
well,
yeah,
speaking of,
it was a really fun weekend in Northwest Arkansas.
I need to come.
That's
I need to make a visit. I need to. I'm planning a
yesterday.
Visit.
Yesterday.
Yeah. Low key. Well, I know that as low key as you say you are preparing for nationals, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And can you give us any insight into your preparation and give us a little glimpse, or what can we know? What can we know?
Well, I'm pretty sure that the stage is just going to be filled with beautiful things this coming
Ooh.
Year. I'm going to bring some beautiful things. We're going to have a good time. We're going to fill it up. Yeah, it's going to be beautiful. I'm really excited about the theme, the Hollywood Diva. I'm looking forward to going, like, you know, vintage Hollywood, right?
And we know you love some feathers. I mean, Hollywood.
Oh, yeah,
what's Hollywood without feathers, you know?
I know, and my drag mother already told me I could borrow one of her wigs for it. So I'm just
That's
really
always exciting.
Thrilled. I know, because she's got this one that is just going to be great for vintage Hollywood look, you know.
Oh, how
I will say this. One of the men wore my presentation outfit for the show this past Thursday. So that was a lot of fun, was I had already gotten so excited about the presentation. I went ahead and found my outfit for it, and a friend of mine borrowed it. Stop. A friend of mine borrowed it for the show this last Thursday. So sorry. My dog.
I have
are
a puppy problem
a
too. That's why I'm giggling. I have a puppy problem.
I know.
It's a real thing.
I have a way too many puppy problem is what my whole issue is. I have way too many. Yeah.
Look, First Lady and I, we live in an apartment, and thank God we do, because if not, we'd own a zoo. The whole story.
Right.
We bought a zoo. It could happen.
It could happen.
That's look
the
at this
problem
cute
with
bunny
my house. It's like a zoo.
It's like a zoo.
I know.
Oh, my goodness.
How is the First Lady doing?
First Lady is fabulous, as always. Look, everyone that sees her out, I mean, she's literally an angel to me, and I couldn't ask for more. And, look, lucky for her, she gets to be with me for the rest of her life.
Isn't that nice? That she's a lucky lady.
Right?
She's a lucky lady. Well, I'd love to hang out with you for the rest of my life, too. You're a lot of fun.
Like, let me tell you, she's so special that, look, I had a time crunch last week for one of my shows. I've been having shows back to back to back, and I need to put some fringe on this leotard that I had. And what did First Lady do? She sat there and stoned and sequined and got all my accessories together, and she had her little arts and crafts day one day while I was at work. And Coco would be nothing without the First Lady. Let me just say that.
Oh my goodness.
And no,
well,
she helped me out so much.
That's so sweet.
I know. Well, we've been preparing. I have, for those of you who are listening and are interested, my give up as Miss Louisiana U.S. of A. Diva is coming up on December 8th at Corner Bar in Monroe.
That's right.
Lady Cakes, listen,
That's
listen
right.
to this. My theme, Secrets of the Sea. So, present, you have categories such as presentation will be sea creature inspired, and then interview, of course, and then creative evening wear and talent. So, all of you who are out there as divas, and you want your ticket to Nationals, December 8th in Monroe at Corner Bar. If you want more information, message me on Facebook, KOKO, Valentine, like I love you, minus apostrophe S, and or me or Hunt It Down, and we'll get you some more information. But, yeah, so we've been working on all my stuff for my give up, which is super exciting, and I can't wait
Yay.
To see everyone's sea creatures and secrets of the sea.
That's cool.
How was your prelim? Walk me through Miss Arkansas. Walk us all through Miss Arkansas and your experience. Because
okay.
I haven't had to talk to you. I'm so excited for you. Congrats.
I know. Well, thank you. Thank you so much. So Miss Arkansas was amazing. We, I got to meet my first alternate that day. I had never met her before, but she's so sweet, Miss Gracie Johnson, and she is just a doll. I had met Michelle Ivy before. She was one of the other contestants, and she's a very nice woman. I mean, she just very sweet all the time. So both of the girls were great. The other two girls that were at the prelim, they were great. We had a fun day. I mean, really, it started out the interview process, getting to see Seduction again, and, you know, just getting there and getting geared up for interview was a good time. It's, you know, it's really good to be back in the company of your USA of A family. So when, you know, Eddie and Seduction and Devo are there, you're just like, oh my gosh, I just want to, you know, hug everybody. You run around the room hugging people. You run around saying hi to all the Little Rock family, because I don't get to go to Little Rock as much as I'd like. And I just had such a good time that day. My whole entourage either showed up like right after interview, or they were already there right before I went in. And so we got to have some lunch. We went back to my hotel room. Like, people are gluing things. We're watching movies. You know, we're chilling and relaxing. Because I had a lot of time to, you know, hang out, and I had prepared so much beforehand. I really had a couple of things. You know how pageants are. You're always going to have one little issue, and so we had a couple of prop changes at the last minute, and so we just had a little bit of work to do at the last minute, and we got it together pretty fast, and we got to the evening, and it went so fast because there were three categories, you know, MI Classic, and Diva in one night at a bar, and we had to be done by midnight. So we started at 8, and it was just a whirlwind, like one thing after the other. But I like to do, you know, did color change makeup for state. And so that's probably a little bit why we felt rushed, because I had to be Ursula, you know.
I mean, it was
just
so
couldn't
perfect
do it any
you
other
had
way.
To.
Yeah, I had to. My people were just like, are you serious? And I was like, yeah, I really want to. Let's do it. Come on. And they were just like, why do you do this at state? You know, you have to do this at state. And I'm like, yes, it makes more of an impact that way. So it was so much fun, though. Doing that talent has been a dream of mine for a long time, and it was so much fun. I really tried to embody that character, you know. Like, Ursula is just, she's such a powerful witch, you know, a sea witch, and I wanted to be her for that moment. And any time I get a chance to put on my feather dress, I mean, like, even if it's a Sunday and nobody's around, I just want to be in that feather
dress. If I had that feather dress, I would just.
Yeah, I love it so much. So I had actually tricked my dresser. I brought a different dress, of course, for crowning, because if I had, you know, won, I don't want to sit on anybody with those feathers, you know. And I know that you have to, like, sit down to get your crown put on or whatever. So, and I haven't gotten crowned that much, so this is one of these things I really had to think about, like, about these feathers. And I just said, no, I'm gonna have to do something different. Well, my dresser had come over and seen the other gown getting stoned, and he was like, wait, is this what you're gonna use? And I'm like, yeah. And it became this thing, like, I didn't answer him, yes, I'm going to use it for the end of the night. I just said, yes, I'm going to use it. And he's like, why aren't you using a feather dress, though? And I'm like, so I started this whole thing and kept it going until the day of the pageant.
Mm-mm.
You know, finally was like, no, of course I'm going to bring my feather dress. Of course I'm going to bring it. But it was so funny because I had convinced him that I was going to bring the blue dress that I got crowned in for evening wear. And he was just like, he was so upset with me over it. And I just kept that whole thing going for so long until the day of the pageant. So it was really
getting
fun to whip that out
up.
On him. Yeah, I got him worked up pretty
let
good.
Me know. Let me know when you're ready to retire that feather dress because I'll come get it off your hands in like 2 seconds.
Okay. Well, I'm probably going to get buried in it. But
I
in case
replica,
I don't.
I'll take it in black.
Okay.
I'll take it in black. Anything in black, I'll take.
Right? I mean, black is such a pretty color. It's such a pretty, you know, it's such a pretty.
Black is my favorite color.
Yeah. Glitter is
all right,
mine,
Lady Cake.
So.
We are going to cut to the music break really quick. When we get back, okay. Lady Cake is going to tell you where you can find her if you're around the Arkansas area or your upcoming shows you have. Worry, we can find you in your social media. So stay tuned. We'll hear more from Lady Cakes when we get back from this news break. Stay with us.
I drank straight to my head. I went outside to smoke a cigarette. And I shattered my phone on the cement. But I don't give a fuck. Now I'm not making sense. I'm laughing at a joke that I don't get. I'm acting like these strangers are my friends, but I don't give a fuck. Yelling at the DJ, bro, your shit is boring. Doing things that I will not regret until the morning. I'ma make it rain now, another round is on me. I'm just here for fun and I don't care about the money. Call me shameless, raving to my people, now I'm acting like I'm famous. Tell them take a long way, we can see the sunrise. Damn, you look so pretty when the sunlight hits your blue eyes.
Everyone, and
Welcome back here inside the Cozone on Rainbow Radio. With special thanks to Southern Hospitality Productions and Rainbow Radio, of course. Lady Cakes Monroe, your Miss Arkansas US of A Diva. Let everyone know where they can catch you with your next coming shows.
Well, I am at C4 Nightclub this weekend, November 5th on Sunday, and I have a show December 3rd again at C4 Nightclub, and I think I'm at Kincaid's the last weekend, Kincaid's in Fort Smith, Arkansas, the last weekend of November. So,
awesome.
Three spots coming up. Mm-hmm.
I need to get with you. I'm making a trip to Arkansas to come see you because I miss you, and I'm so excited for you on your journey to Nationals. Keep me updated. Thank you so much for coming here inside the Cozone with me tonight. It's been a blast, and I had so much fun with you, so thank you. I appreciate you being here with me.
I know. Thank you so much. Thank you, Rainbow Radio, and thank you for listening, you know, the listeners out there. Thank you for listening, and I really appreciate you considering me for your show this evening. I am
Absolutely.
So excited that I got to speak to you again. Yay!
We will catch up. Everyone out there in the Cozone, you can catch me next week, November 9th, at Splash Nightclub in Baton Rouge. We'll have a fabulous show for you with the fabulous Tiffany Alexander and Miss Mia Nicole Bonet. So you catch me next week at Splash Nightclub. And if you were interested, ladies out there, my give-up prelim for Miss Louisiana US of A Diva is, mark your calendars, December 8th. That's Monroe at Corner Bar. And if you wanted more information, message me on Facebook, KOKO Valentine, like I love ya. Or get in touch with Hunter Down. We are going to get you signed up for this pageant. It's going to be a blast. Everyone out there in the Cozone, thank you so much for joining us tonight. Couldn't have done it without you. And as always, see you soon.
Just a young gun with a quick fuse. I was uptight, wanna let loose. I was dreaming of bigger things and wanna leave my old life behind. Not a yes sir, not a follower. Fit the box, fit the mold, have a seat in the foyer. Take a number. I was lightning before the thunder.
Thunder.
Kids were laughing in my classes while I was scheming for the masses. Who do you think you are? Dreaming about being a big star. They say you're basic, they say you're easy. You're always riding in the backseat. Now I'm smiling from the stage while you were clapping in the nosebleed. Thunder, lightning.